I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pengrack.
Welcome to the Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week, I guess we're going cutting edge. It's straight up, Panger. Bass breaks. Keep our call.
All right. For those of you who don't know, these things have been around for a while in the crappie world. Power breaks, bass breaks, basically they're an attachment to the back of your boat. It's like two small trolling motor motors that is then connected to the front of your boat. You hit a button. If you want to stop in open water, they stop you on a dime. Think power poles for deep water or raptors for deep water, except there's nothing actually going down into the bottom. It's two small motors that are allowing boat control without blowing out the area in front of you, without having to turn your trolling motor head, little wind resistance, some current. Basically, it's open water boat positioning. But these things are starting to show up on bass boat rigs at all different levels, and they're hard to miss because they're attached back by your raptors or power poles, and it looks like two additional trolling motors. So basically, you're working with three trolling motors on the boat. Fair assessment on how those things work, Dave?
That is exactly how they work.
Have you experienced the joys of power breaks yet?
I have not. I have heard from those that have, that they are wonderful. But I just feel like it is, I mean, at some point there has to be a limit, you know, I had a response on one of the videos that I did, and I'm going to steal this from one of our viewers, but they said at some point it is watching basketball, but they get to use trampolines. At some point you're like, is this too much? But then there's the other part of me that's like, hey man, you can have a shallow water anchor and we all like that. What's the difference between having a deep water anchor? But I will say this, I believe my response the first time I saw a shallow water anchor was probably similar. If you remember, for a while, people were like, yeah, those saltwater guys use them, but you'll never see them in freshwater. And now if you see a boat running down the lake without at least one shallow water anchor, it stands out as weird. So
I just assume that they're running with them down.
Is this the next big thing, Panger?
I'm 100% keeping it. I think it is the next big thing. Listen, these things are they're hard to keep secret. The season hasn't started yet, so there's a lot of guys that haven't posted pictures of their full rig. But once it gets out, once you see them, they're very apparent on what they do. It will be highlighted on live with these guys that have them on the boat control that they're able to. I think it is just another tool. It doesn't help you locate bass. It doesn't help you catch bass. What it does is it helps you position your boat to target fish. You can have these things, and they're a benefit if you found a brush pile on 2D and you don't have forward-facing sonar. If you're trying to stay a certain distance off of a grass edge, this is used in coordination often with forward-facing sonar, but 100% has no relationship to it. It can be used independently. And like you said, I think you made a case for it. What's the difference between being able to lock yourself down in 6, 8, or 10 foot and 15, 20, or 25 foot? It's the same thing. It's just another tool. And I think they're here to stay. So I'm keeping it. It's the next big thing.
It's a tough one. And I think, I mean, generally, I embrace most of this stuff eventually. I just think this one seems shocking. But if you change the terms and you're like, hey, all of a sudden you can get a raptor that goes 25 feet, I don't think anybody's saying anything.
Nope.
You can, and you look at all the different things that have come along. I mean, why are things so scrutinized now? Because if you look at, like, in the last 10 years, we have had a trolling motor that came along that will lock you on your actual spot. You don't even have to touch your trolling motor. It will adjust and keep you there. Nobody said anything. But in the last 3 or 4 years, people are definitely, it feels like there is a bit of a revolt. Why do you think that is?
Because there are more avenues to express feelings and opinions in social media. I guarantee that if the touring pros who triangulated their spots on the north end of Toledo Bend had Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and they showed up in some young hotshot pro, like, was on their spot and was able to go right back to it, they would have a video out about how GPS is ruining the sport.
Well, and you're right.
I think there's just more voices, and I think discussion is healthy within the industry. As soon as everyone always agrees with the same thing, that's when you start headed down a troubled path. But in my opinion, there's no controversy in this. It is literally just a tool, and you could look at it like, you know, why would you be upset to have a deep diving crankbait when you have a square bill? It's the same thing. I want to crank 20 feet deep instead of 6 feet deep. I'm going to change the bill and change the shape of the bait a little bit. You're doing the same thing with these bass breaks or with these power breaks.
Yeah.
They just look different right now, 'cause we're not used to looking at them, but hey, how many we're answering a lot less questions about the t-shirt cannons that are on either side of the motor, aren't we?
Yeah, no, that comes standard with a boat for the most part. Like, you buy a boat, that's part of your, so I am confused on this one, because simply, you know, and I feel like I'm getting kind of wound up in some of that, because you're right. People did complain about, I remember Mark Davis complaining to, you know, not publicly, but it gives me the mother grubs that these boys don't triangulate no more. I remember him telling me that, and
Molly,
I remember
him the worst.
They totally are.
I hate when I get a case of those.
But you think about it, that addition of a GPS, spot lock, all these different things that have come, they are literally just an evolution. You know, at one time, TV was black and white. At one time, people listened to the radio. Well, now, I don't know if anyone listens to the radio anymore, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just the evolution.
Listen, consumers will tell the industry when enough is enough, when they stop buying stuff, when they stop putting it on the boat, when they do it, when they return it, when they say, this is too much, it doesn't assist me, it's not helping me. When those sales stop, the market will correct itself to what works, what is economically feasible for the majority of the consumers, what is practical for the majority of anglers. And it's been that way in time with every type of consumer product, and it will continue to be that way. The market will determine its viability.
You're very studious today. I mean, that's some smart thinking there.
It is. But I'm keeping it because I feel like the market will find that these are extremely useful tool.
All right. I'm confused.
Did I convince you?
That I'm so convinced on. I just feel the visual, the outlook. I mean, I felt the same way about the Alabama rig. When people talk about the Alabama rig being banned, I do believe that in many ways it was the right call. Because if you go back and look at that footage when guys were using it, it gives a very bad visual look. Whether it's bad for the fish or not, but you literally have fish hooked in different orifices of their body because of how that bait works. I don't think that it wasn't going to win every tournament. That's been proven. I mean, it wasn't going to end all baits. That's been proven. But I do think that there is a visual tough look for that, for the 80% of the world that isn't either against angling or totally for it hardcore. But the 80% of the world, when they see that, they're just like, this is kind of weird. And I think that bass breaks may fall into that, but I think that they may just fall into it for a temporary period of time, just like the original shallow water anchor did. In time, people will embrace it. And as you said, the consumers will decide. And on a competitive end, I mean, depending on how many we have in the Elite Series, as soon as somebody starts to catch them on them, you know everyone what that's like. I mean, everyone will have them.
Visually, we'll get over it. When Yamaha redesigns a cowling, when Mercury redesigns a cowling, it's always, that's a great example to me. Like, I remember, regardless of what motor brand it is, they come out and you're like, well, why, I don't like the look of that. 6 months later, doesn't even cross your mind.
So 6 months from now, you think what do you think by the end of the year, how many of those are we going to see on the Elite Series?
Over half.
Wow.
They're fairly economical. They cost less than a 12 inch graph to install. They're easy to install. And there are certain fisheries that I feel like they will be very useful in, and with as savvy as the top level of angling are, both on the BPT and the Elite Series, with the ability to obtain the technology, I think it'll be a no-brainer for a lot of them.
Well, you guys let us know. Are they the next big thing, or is this just too far?
Keeping or calling? You have to make a decision.
I'm confused is what I am.
Well, that's not the show. The show's not confused. That would be a good show, though.
It would. Keep color confused. I could be confused on this one. Why can't we evolve? Just like a basketball banger, we're evolving as a show. I mean, at one time, it seemed stupid to have it confused. But right now, I feel like it's okay to be confused because I don't know enough about them. But I mean, my initial thought was it's too far. But then when you start dissecting it, it's just another part of the, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Here's what I think about fishing, and I've said this from the start. I think a lot of people are going to say things online about different things, whether they're for it or against it, because that's the world we live in right now. Just people are, I mean, that gets traffic. But the best thing about fishing since day number one is you can do it as you wish. There's people who want to fly fish and go do it. There's people who look at bass fishing, the thing that we love the most, and laugh like, oh, bass fishing? Who fishes for silly bass?
You know what those people call bass? Ditch pickles.
Who calls them ditch pickles?
Oh, like I went up to Alaska. The guy's like, oh, you're a ditch pickle fisherman. And I'm like, the hell is that? And he's like, bass. They're green and they live in shallow water, like small fisheries. I'm like, yeah, well, you're at a glacier fed Kedai River for wild rainbows. But like literally, I walked into a hornet's nest of fly fishermen, and I was the ditch pickle outcast.
Wow. Well, what I was saying is you can do fishing however you want, whether you want to have all the stuff on your boat to give you the biggest advantage, whether you want to row a boat out. I mean, it's endless, but you can do it the way you want. And I'm going to keep it, Panger. Keep it. Screw it. Well, let's just keep it. That should piss some people off, but you guys let us know. Fast breaks, the next big thing, or are we playing basketball with trampolines? Keep or call, fast breaks.